Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. As of yesterday afternoon, the total number of coronavirus cases in Connecticut rose to 13,381. The number of deaths associated with COVID-19 stood at 602. And as of Monday afternoon at 4 p.m., the number of COVID-19 cases in Northwest Litchfield County, North Canaan, is now at 4. Falls Village, none. Cornwall, 1. Kent, 5. New Milford, 94. Norfolk, 4. Again, North Canaan, 4. Salisbury, 5. And Sharon, 8. Meanwhile, Governor Lamont is expected to announce a task force to come up with a plan to reopen the state. The Connecticut National Guard is setting up 136 surge capacity hospital beds in Connecticut Tower of the Yukon Health to prepare for the potential increase in COVID-19 patients. By the way, that field hospital in Sharon that was set up will have room for, I do believe, it's 44 beds. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro announced cooperation with the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, an hour-long virtual contact breakfast and telephone town hall for local business owners and leaders. That'll be held tomorrow at 8 a.m. County Executive Molinaro will discuss the many ways Dutchess County is working with the business community to react and respond during the COVID-19 pandemic, including proactive efforts to provide and collect information, resources, and guidance. Members of the business community can participate by calling 845-765-7121 on Wednesday, beginning at 8 a.m. It'll also be streamed live on the county's and chamber's Facebook pages. In Columbia County, the COVID-19 case update as of 3:30 yesterday, 93 positive cases of COVID-19. A ninth community member passed away from COVID-19. 38 of the 93 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 8 of the positive cases are hospitalized, 2 of those in the ICU. They've received 672 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 84 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 21 under precautionary quarantine. There are 10 residents with suspected but not tested cases. The coronavirus has killed another 88 Massachusetts residents, the state announced yesterday, with no new victims in the Berkshires, though. The Berkshire County death toll remains at 22. Deaths climbed to 844, up from a statewide total of 756 on Sunday, according to the state. The state reports deaths every 24 hours late in the afternoon, with several deaths included from outside that 24-hour time frame. There were also a total of 355 cases in Berkshire County on Monday, according to the state. Cases on Sunday totaled 350. There are now 26,867 cases. They announced that on Monday in the state. Strong winds rocked northwest Connecticut yesterday, knocking out power to almost all towns in one section or another. In Sharon, 3 trees were down on Calkinstown Road. A car was in wires on West Cornwall Road. A tree down over the wires on Mudgetown Road, and Route 41 between Benton Hill and Boland was closed for a while as well yesterday. It may take multiple days for some Dutchess County residents to regain power following the winds that knocked out service for around 20,000 in the county for portions of Monday. Central Hudson Gas and Electric, 120,000 customers in Dutchess, 14,000 were without power at 4 o'clock. In Ulster County, 3,900 of 90,000 customers without power yesterday. New York State Gas and Electric reported 873 of its 15,000 Dutchess customers were without power, just 24 of 5,300 in Ulster County. In Massachusetts, winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour pounded parts of Berkshire County, knocking out power to nearly 300 homes and businesses. The Pittsfield Municipal Airport reported its highest gust of the day at 37, shortly before 1. The National Weather Service office in Albany posted a high wind warning for our area, predicting gusts could top 60 miles an hour. Board of Selectmen in Sharon having a town meeting on Zoom today at 3 o'clock. You can join at usoaweb.zoom.us/j/753-637409, meeting ID 753-637-409. That information is also available on our WHDD RobinHoodRadio.com Facebook page and also on our coronavirus page at RobinHoodRadio.com. Right-hand side of the page, click on the coronavirus link. Today at 3 p.m., it'll be held at Town Hall. You can join the Zoom meeting at USA. oaweb.zoom.us/j/753-637-409. The meeting ID number is 753-637. We will have that posted, by the way, on our Facebook page and also on our coronavirus page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, and you'll find them on Facebook, also at interlakenin.com, and brought to you by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 328.60 to 23,390.77 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8192.42, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2761.63. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.